Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Aaron Judge is incredible. He's hitting 424 now? 417? We're a month into the season. It is now May 1st. And Aaron Judge is well above 400. And he hits another home run in this game last night. He is getting better. It's unbelievable that he's actually getting better. And it's hard to, every night he continues to impress. Now, they've lost this series, but overall, I would tell you, obviously, the Mets, if you want to talk about both teams, where they are and what the expectations were, the Mets have, for me, far exceeded. I knew the Mets were going to be good. We all expected the Mets to be good. But the Mets have exceeded my expectations, certainly in the rotation. And just overall, they've been dominant at home. They just lost their second game at home. It's May 1st. They've lost two games in their building. And the pitching has been incredible. Alonso's having the best year of his career, bar none. Lindor is having a great start to his year. And if he plays like last year, he's going to have an incredible season. Plus, he's still the best leadoff hitter in the game, to start games specifically. And Juan Soto hasn't even started hitting. The Mets have had an incredible start to their season. And for the Yankees, while it's not nearly as good, and there are some flaws to this team and issues, I'd be hard-pressed to find a Yankee fan who would have thought a month in or would have been upset if I told you a month in the Yankees were five games over 500 and in first place. There are definitely some issues. And we could talk about Volpe. We could talk about the bottom of the lineup. We could talk about Bellinger and what he's done so far this month. And obviously the bottom of the rotation. They just got Clark Schmidt back, and it's only been a couple of starts. You're hoping he can find himself. But right now, Cookie Carrasco and Will Warren, I don't know if they're major league pitchers. In fact, I feel like Carrasco isn't, although he's had two or three decent starts over the last month. But right now, this Yankee, they're not going to go on. It's hard to go on long winning streaks. Like, that's just the bottom line. With the Yankees rotation, it is hard to consistently win series. It is hard to go on long winning streaks because they have two starting pitchers they're throwing out that aren't up to snuff. Just plain and simple. They scare, Carrasco and Warren scare you every time out. And the bullpen's been great. And the offense, believe it or not, has been really good. But this rotation, it's just not good enough to have sustained winning. So you're going to have when, two of them throw in a series, you're going to, even at Baltimore, you can easily lose a series because you are throwing out lesser starting pitchers. As bad as Baltimore is, and the Yankees absolutely should have won this game, they should have won the first game. And losing this series to Baltimore stinks. They're in last place, and you would hope to just establish dominance over a bad team. But ultimately, if we're taking... we shouldn't typically you do this at the end of May at Memorial Day, but if we want to look a month in, wild success for the Mets and overall success for the Yankees.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. We'll be right back.